You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week on the show, we talked about trade wars. Who wins? Who loses? Now, China has announced potential retaliatory tariffs on 128 U.S. exports, including pork, lots of fruit, and wine. A lot of U.S. wine is sold within the states, but China is a fast-growing market with a lot of potential. And an additional 15% tariff on U.S. wine could hurt U.S. winemakers and mean steep competition from countries like New Zealand and Chile. So we brought in an expert from the California winemaking hub of Napa to tell us more. I'll let her introduce herself.
My name is Lindsay Gallagher, and I'm the Vice President of International Marketing for the California Wine Institute based in San Francisco. I work with about 200 member vintners to promote and sell California wines outside the U.S. We're competing with some very well-funded wine region competitors like France, Spain, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Argentina, and others. Last year, we were happy to have exported $1.52 billion U.S. dollars of wine outside of the U.S., a very successful program overall. The top market area is the European Union. The EU is about 40% of California wine exports. Canada is the single largest market for us, with about 30% of California wine exports going into Canada. And then Japan, Hong Kong, and China round out the top five for us. So that's really Asia is really a growth engine for California wine exports right now. In 2017, we exported just over 78 million U.S. dollars to China. And 10 years ago, that number was $14 million. So we've seen really astonishing growth going into China and Hong Kong in particular. And we have spent a lot of time and energy in developing the business there and helping our California wineries sell more wine into mainland China. These tariffs have made the playing field even more unlevel than it had been in the past. So up until last week, U.S. wines imported into China faced a tax and tariff rate of 48.2%, so almost 50% tax and tariff. With the addition of this new tariff of 15%, the tax rate is 67.7%, so basically 68% tax on our wine. By contrast, our competitor wine regions like Chile and New Zealand enter China tariff-free, and they only pay 27% combined tax. And Australian wines are going to be tariff-free starting in 2019. So it really creates an even more unlevel playing field for us. China is the number five market for California wine exports right now, and we've really started to see the emerging middle class in China that now has disposable income and the ability to purchase luxury goods, whether that's cars or real estate or watches or purses or other fashion items. And California wine is a very fashionable good in China with those emerging middle class consumers. And so I think where we're going to see the biggest impact is in the lower and medium priced wines. Let's be honest, the very high end wines that are doing well in China, those are already very expensive and very much desired. So a 15% increase on those very high-end wines is probably not going to discourage the consumers who have the disposable income to afford them. But I think the larger impact for California is really going to be on the middle price range. Now, all of a sudden, because of the tariff, it's going to be priced higher, and perhaps consumers are going to consider wines from other regions that at this point would deliver a better price value equation than California can because of this new tariff. So it really puts us at a price disadvantage. That's a very competitive part of the market and one that we had been doing very well in up to this point.